Om Shanti. 19th July 2019, Friday. Today's slogan: it is the duty of obstacles to come, and it is your duty to become a destroyer of obstacles. It's the duty of obstacles to come, and your duty is to become Vigna Vinashak, destroyer of obstacles. So obstacles will come. The teacher is already telling us that these are the difficulties which you are going to face in this path. So it will never happen that obstacles will not come. And every obstacle will come wearing a new face, wearing a new mask. And your duty is to become destroyer of obstacles. So how to become the destroyer of obstacles? Because many times obstacles, they take away the energy, the courage, and sometimes the obstacles make us give up the purusharth. And if obstacles are coming multiple times and one is getting defeated, one loses all courage, all enthusiasm, all the verve to go ahead. So what should we do so that in this life we remain destroyer of obstacle all the time? To remain destroyer of obstacle is a very elevated stage, where even obstacles, we are not even destroyer, they don't look like even obstacles. Obstacles are coming and they are going, and we remain unfazed, unaffected by them. So that stage, the destroyer of obstacle, that stage where we are obstacle free, Vignamukt, that stage where obstacles don't appear obstacle. What should we do in order to achieve this stage? How to become destroyer of obstacle? Bodiless stage is a very powerful stage. To remain bodiless, to become bodiless, to practice bodiless stage again and again, multiple times throughout the day, will make us obstacle free. The most important practice which is needed in this knowledge is this: to get detached from the body, to become bodiless, and to go back to the source, the soul, to get detached from the body and to become soul conscious. So this bodiless stage, this soul conscious stage, is something that is a very powerful weapon in order to become destroyer of obstacle. Because every obstacle that comes makes us all the more body conscious. And body consciousness is the root of all the sufferings, is the foundation of all the unhappiness. So the most important practice is bodiless soul conscious stage. Soul conscious stage. In today's Murli also, it starts with the same. Baba said, in the path of devotion, when they keep on hearing so many scriptures, the intellect kept on wandering here and there. Even now, if the intellect is wandering, then what is the use? Here you have to become Dehi Abhimani, that is bodiless. soul conscious. So this soul conscious stage is something that can make us destroyer of obstacle. The second is God conscious stage, that is remembrance. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, when you will sit in remembrance, your remembrance should be such that there should be pin drop silence, sannata. When you sit in remembrance, there should be dead silence. Such soundless stage, speechless stage should happen. And in the remembrance, the wire of your heart should remain connected with God all the time. So, remembrance of God or pilgrimage of remembrance, this is something that makes us Vigna Vinashak, that is destroyer of obstacle. So if you want to become destroyer of obstacle, your remembrance should be very, very strong. Not just remembrance, but company of God. Not just company, but His canopy, Chhatrachaya. So when you remain with Him, when He is your companion, no obstacle will ever attack you. When you are under His canopy of protection, no obstacle will ever dare to come near you. But so all these things are related to each other. Remembrance, company, and canopy. Yad Sat Chhatrachaya. So these three things are needed in order to become destroyer of obstacle. So how strong is my remembrance? How fast is my remembrance? How persistent, eternal, perennial is my company with Him? And how much time I take to come into His divine canopy, His divine protection? So when one is in divine canopy, one is protected. So when you are with Him, no obstacle can come near you. And then, the knowledge of drama. When you know that this is a drama, things are perfect, things are accurate, things are fixed. Everything that is happening as per the divine plan. Nothing in this drama is inaccurate, inappropriate, incorrect. Everything is so fixed, everything is so correct, everything is so beneficial. Everything is so, there's nothing new, there's nothing to be surprised. So this drama, everything is happening as per the drama plan, and this is predestined, this is fixed. So I am unsurprised by anything which is happening in it. So it is already fixed in the drama that obstacle will come and they will go. And one more thing about obstacle, no obstacle is ever permanent. They come and they go. No situation is ever permanent. Things are coming, things are going. Don't stop, don't hold on to them. Let them come, let them pass away. So the knowledge of drama helps me in becoming destroyer of obstacle. And then karma philosophy. When I understand the karma philosophy, I know that all these things are happening and they will come, and I have to settle accounts. And this is the journey of settling the accounts. So I need not to worry why this obstacle came, why it came to me. I am not entering into that time wastage process of why, when, where, how, which, all those things. I know it has come and it will go away. I know this was drama and I know this is karma philosophy, and I know that I have to settle all my accounts, and I know that it is a time to go back. And when it is a time to go back, you have to settle all the accounts. Nothing should remain. So it's good that obstacle has come. So my viewpoint, my perspective towards obstacle changes, and I become destroyer of that obstacle. So karma philosophy. What else? Self-respect. Soman. Very powerful Soman. I am the destroyer of obstacle. People worship me on the path of devotion as a destroyer of obstacle. I am that destroyer of obstacle. And if obstacles will not come to me, how will I be called a destroyer of obstacle? Somebody says he is the wrestler. Somebody says he is the bodybuilder. But if somebody challenges, he is not willing to fight. He says, no, I am the winner. How you are the winner? You have to fight and show that you are the winner. You have to fight with your opponent and show that you are the winner. In the similar manner, you cannot just claim. You cannot say that I am the destroyer of obstacle. It will be just a bragging. You have to prove that you are the destroyer of obstacle. And how will you prove? You will prove. So obstacles are giving you the opportunity. They are coming to you with a certificate in hand. If you defeat, you will get the certificate. Which certificate? Certificate of destroyer of obstacle. This is a very good certificate. Hear your name and hear a few lines. And signed by? Babdada. Baba is saying, yes, it is certified that you are an authorized. Earlier, you were just practicing without registration. Now you got the permanent registration from the Pandu government. So particular bhai or particular brother or particular sister, you have been authorized that it has been seen that multiple times Maya has come to you. Obstacles have come to you, but you have defeated them all the time. So you are an authorized destroyer of obstacle, and also now you become a trainer. Now you can give training to others, that you can, you are the trainer. So, and there is a signature, Shivaba. How does Shivaba signs? What is his signature? Bhiti, is it so? That is his nature. But how does he sign? He must be signing like this, no? Something like that. His sign must be there. Sign is needed everywhere. So you need to ask him, what is his signature? So your certificate would be signed by him. Also, on another column, probably Maya would also sign, yes, I am got defeated. Or the obstacles would also sign that I got defeated by this particular brother. So you are given this certificate. So now you can move with this authorized certificate. But as you know, every certificate needs renewal. So, so every day you have to renew the certificate. It's not that once you got the destroyer of obstacles certificate, you can move with your whole life. If you do any course, you have to renew it. There is a time limit of that certificate, and this time limit is 1 day or even less, because every day you have to get new certificate. Just as driving license or any other certificate, you have to renew it. Here also the destroyer of obstacle certificate needs renewal. So obstacles will come, but you have to defeat them. How do you defeat? With Soman, with self-respect, with self-esteem, with higher consciousness. With that elevated consciousness that I am this. So this is also one of the ways to become a destroyer of obstacles. What else? Determination. Firm determination. Very strong determination. will help one get rid of all the obstacle. What else? Awareness of aim. What is my aim? For what I have come here? If I get lost in the lanes, in the paths, I get lost of my ultimate aim. I lose sight of my ultimate aim. My aim is to become the perfect. My aim is to reach the perfection. My aim is to reach the complete stage. So always keeping aim object, always keeping aim in front of the eyes, and one becomes destroyer of obstacle. What else? Face obstacles. Don't run away. Don't follow escapist path. Don't become escapist. Escapist means the one who runs away. Face the obstacles. Face the brutes. Whatever you fear the most, face it. Don't run away from it. Otherwise, that thing becomes more powerful. That thing becomes more powerful. If you have one weakness, face that weakness before your enemy gets to know about that weakness and starts taking undue advantage of you. So face the weakness, face the obstacle. What else? Ascending stage, Charti Kala. With this ascending stage, you can cross any obstacle, any mountain of obstacle. Don't sit with chisel and hammer and start hitting the obstacles. Fly. What else? Wings of enthusiasm. You need wings of enthusiasm. You can cross any obstacle. What else? Know the obstacles. From where it is coming, why it is coming. What is the nature of the obstacle? How strong, how powerful is the obstacle? Is it some person? Is it some relationship? Is it some circumstance? Is it some old memory? Is it some sanskar? What? Is it some habit? So what is the obstacle? What is the nature of the obstacle? Try to understand the obstacle. Then you can conquer it. What else? Stable in every situation. So have elevated stage, a very powerful stage. Powerful stage is an answer to all the obstacles. We are not doing anything with the obstacle. Obstacle is here, I am here. I am making myself powerful, that's it. If obstacle is this line, and I have to become stronger, then I have to make this line smaller. What is the way?
Bigger line.
Draw a bigger line. That's it. I am not touching this obstacle at all. I am not touching this line at all. But without touching the line, I have become bigger by drawing a bigger line in the similar manner. I am not doing anything with the obstacle, but I am elevating my stage. So this is one of the ways to become free from obstacle. What else? Experiment with yoga. Increase yoga chart. Whenever there is an obstacle in life, start increasing the yoga chart. Increase the chart of yoga. If it is 15 minutes, make it 1 hour. If it is 1 hour, make it 2 hour. If it is 2 hour, make it 4 hour. If it is 4 hour, make it 8 hour. If it is already 8 hours, make it 12 hours or 16 hours. These are very powerful stages. But here you have to get rid of all the distractions. All the distractions, wherever the intellect wanders. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, in the path of devotion, intellect kept on wandering. Now that should not happen. That is the waste of time. That is the waste of time. You are remembering Baba and in between some other thought came. That is not Safal, Nishfal. That is the waste of time. That is not success. That is failure. So much attention should be there. That all the distractions, all that distracts the mind, disturbs the mind, should be thrown away. So increase the chart of yoga. So yoga and the experimentation of yoga. Prayog. Experimentation of yoga. Try to experiment. Different. Your life should become a laboratory of yoga, where you keep on experimenting every day, every now and then. So experimentation with yoga. What else? How to become more powerful in the face of obstacles. Churning of knowledge. Increase churning of knowledge. Take any point from the Murli and churn it. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said you should not waste time, money. Why? Because they are the poor mothers who contribute to this yajna. They sustain you. It is your responsibility to sustain them. Parvarish. Those mothers, innocent mothers, weak mothers, whatever, they sustain you. So you need to sustain them. That's how you have to go about. What else? How to become destroyer of obstacle?
Learn
to? Okay, learn from them. Once they come, they learn from them. Okay. What else? Become viceless. In today's Sakar Murli, there is a very powerful statement. Baba said, you are children of God. You should be absolutely viceless. You should not have a trace of vice in you. You should be very, very pure. Viceless. Not a trace of vice in you. Because you are the children of God. So become viceless. So vicelessness is the way to defeat the obstacles. What else? Powers. So you should be full of all powers, all treasures. 9 treasures, 8 powers, 36 virtues, 16 celestial degrees, 7 forms of souls, 7 nature of the soul, 7 different forms of the soul. So you should have all these things. Fill this 9 treasures, 8 powers, what? 36 divine virtues, 16 celestial degrees, 7 form or the 7 nature of the soul, and 3 major teachings of yajna: incorporeal, viceless, egoless, and follow 2 people, Brahma and Mamma, and follow 1, Shiv Baba. So 1, 2, 3, 4 subjects, 5 forms, practice of 5 forms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what about 10? So keep on doing all this. So today's slogan: it is the duty of the obstacle to come. So obstacle will come. Don't say that they will not come. If you tell Baba, don't send obstacle to me, Baba will send all the more. Never say that. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, Brahma says, oh, my cough, my sugar. Baba is not going to help in all this. Don't talk about all this bodily diseases. My disease and all those things. It's the duty of obstacle to come. If you tell Baba, don't send, Baba will say, I will send more. It is your duty to become obstacle of destroyer of all the obstacles. Vigna Vinashak. Om Shanti.